views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Get fired up for Spirit Fire Radio, your guide to practical mindfulness and meditation. Join hosts Tim Darter and Steve Kramer and discover how to add the mechanics of meditation to your day. Watch yourself connecting in a whole new way and find the amazing moments in life's routines that often pass us by. Add to your awareness with Spirit Fire Radio. Now here's your hosts, Tim Darter and Steve Kramer.
Hello, listeners. Welcome to another episode of Spirit Fire Radio. It's Steve solo today. Tim couldn't be with us, but he is here in spirit, and he is a big fan of our guest today, as am I. We'll talk a little bit about what the show is going to entail, and then we'll introduce Jackie. This week on Spirit Fire's meditation practice, we are meditating with step number 5. So if you're new to the radio show, each week we take a step of Spirit Fire's own practice of living awareness meditation practice, and we highlight the step that we're on within the practice by bringing a guest onto the show whose life, whose endeavors, whose career, whose passions really emulate and usefully use the tools within that practice or within the tool within the practice. So this week, the tool is called Soften, Open, and Release. So there's 14 steps, 14 tools of the practice. So we're just getting towards the middle. Step number 5 follows step number 4, which is soften, open, and receive. So I love both of those steps. I find them to speak so much to the creative space of living and what really makes for awareness, what creates flow. In order for us to receive, we need to release and create space. When we create space, we create space for more receiving. And that back and forth of receiving, releasing creates time, creates cycles, creates all that is new. It actually creates consciousness. It is the stuff of which the forefront of our thought, of our creations, of manifestation, of everything creative happening in our life is really brought to fruition. So these steps are just really, really wonderful. You think of our heartbeat. You know, we're constantly moving blood in, moving blood out. The breath, breathing in, breathing out. All of these things that are happening constantly in our lives, the cycling in and out of cycles of nature, of seasons. We're in the middle of summer now, and soon that will give way, and all of these flowers will be gone, and the leaves will turn, at least in New England, beautiful colors. They will release from the tree, and winter, autumn, and then winter will ensue. So constantly cycles of receiving and releasing. So today we have a very special guest. Jackie Morton is with us. And, you know, she is one of those folks whose life experiences have just created this incredible sense of awareness and an awareness within her own life that she is so readily willing and wanting to share with all of us. She has answered the calling of her soul. And I would say her soul wanted her to be a teacher, wanted her to support others, to write, and ultimately to create. Jackie is a doula. I've been personally wanting to do shows on a doulas, on doulas for quite some time. Through the retreat center, we get lots of doulas, and that is only half of what she does. She's also a creative writer, a freelance writer, and is just so sensitive and such a beautiful writer. Last episode, we had Soften, Open, and Receive, which is so much about receiving what life has to offer and then creatively moving that through your person and allowing that to release into something creative. And Jackie does that all the time, and being involved in the birthing process, there can't be any more beautiful, magical sort of you know, experience that captures the essence of release than actually releasing a soul, you know, into this world. So Jackie has created Holding Our Space. It's a blog on Tumblr. It's amazing. And really, I would ask all of you to give it a look. JackieMorton.com is where you can find a lot of her work. Her writing has been published all over the place. The Guardian, Huffington Post, Mom Egg Review, Recovering the Soul, which is a journal of hope and healing. The list goes on. So, Jackie, I'm going to bring you on. Welcome to the show.
Hi, Steve. Thank you.
Oh, it's so great to hear your voice. I met Jackie a few months ago. I'll just right off the bat let everyone know she's going to have a retreat coming up at Spirit Fire, and we're so happy. And Jackie's presence is quite special. She is quite the mindful individual and took such beautiful, wonderful time to get to know Tim and I, spent a weekend at Spirit Fire to just make sure that Spirit Fire was the right space to hold her retreat. And she just left such a wonderful feeling in me, and just hearing you say hello brings that all back. So Jackie, it's great to have you with us.
Thank you. It's nice to hear your calming voice, Steve.
Well, good. I know this is new for you, radio. So I just appreciate you saying yes, because I've wanted to talk about doulas for really quite some time. So for our listeners who that word might just be totally strange, doula, it's a pretty special word. Could you tell us what is a doula? What is it that a doula is responsible for?
Sure. Well, the word doula comes from the Greek language, and it literally means a woman's servant. So today, a doula is somebody that is a support system, kind of emotional, physical support through pregnancy, but really during birth, labor, and delivery. Our job is to really be by a birthing woman's side and help her hold the space for her birthing experience, and also to help her understand the various choices that she has throughout these important processes and welcome her baby in the way that she wants to hopefully do that.
Wow. What a service. And I mean, you are really, you know, you are there during one of life's most precious moments. And that is must feel like such an honor. Yeah. To be invited into that really just such precious and personal space.
Yeah. It's honor. I don't even think is the word. It's a really amazing experience to be there. And I've been doing this work only for just about a couple of years and part time. So, therefore the experience is new to me very much every time. And it's just such a great, great gift to be there with people and then to get to know them as a family and visit them with their baby and stay in touch after they bring their baby home and kind of help people along in their journey, I think, into parenthood.
Wow. It really is a journey, isn't it? So yes. I would like to ask, just to get some kind of practical idea of this. So, well, first I'd like to know, you know, I know that I sense, and from what I've heard from doulas who've been in and out of the retreat center, who are just such special individuals. I mean, I hate to sort of, you know, lump, you know, to sort of like I'm just, you know, it's kind of not fair to say all doulas are special, but it's such a wonderful, special role. And I know we've had three or four people who've come through talking about being doulas. And there's just, you know, when you're in the presence of such magical moments, it really affects you on a soul level. It can't help but do that. But I wonder if you feel that this is something that's coming around again. I know that in the past this was the history of a doula was a lot of women had doulas, and then as Western medicine sort of came around, we sort of put it in the hands of doctors and in hospitals, and we sort of lost that personal touch and that one-on-one and really creating that special bond. And it seems like we're moving back toward that space. Is that a sense you have?
I think that we're trying. I think that as a whole, people are more aware of this experience as something that is really kind of holy and special, and wanting to find ways back to it as such. I think that just the way our society has grown, a doula is not something that is organic within like a village or a family, right? Somebody that just steps forward and is with people who have their babies and as they go through these experiences. And I think that we're seeing a lot more people choose to see a midwife, and that becomes an important part of it too. It's not that OBs are not welcome of natural birthing, but a lot of times when you're choosing a doula, you're somebody that really wants to make sure that you have the preparation, I guess, and support and advocacy. Advocacy is a big part of being a doula, not to be a voice for a birthing person, but to help kind of provide a moment of pause sometimes to ask a question, or just to talk in advance. You know, these are the things that might come up in the hospital, and you know, this is how we might handle this, or this is what you might think about when that choice is put in front of you. And modern medicine is amazing, right? So pain is real. And if a woman doesn't want to experience pain, that's something. And we have ways to work with it. And there are also ways to manage pain and give birth.
Yeah. Boy, talk about receiving. I mean, really so much of your job is really listening and sort of receiving somebody else's story, their energy, their vibe. What kind of experience would they like to have? What kind of experience, you know, would really suit their family best and really be meaningful to them? And I can imagine within this process, you know, you mentioned midwife, OB, that there are so many people involved these days. You know, we not only sense that life has gotten really complicated these days, but also that people are becoming sensitive within those complications. So we're going to go to a break, and I'd love for you to just tell us what that might look like, being in that room with all of these different characters when they come in and when they come out of this whole process. And then a bit of your story. It's really a fascinating and quite moving story. So more with Jackie Morton when we get back from this break. Spirit Fire Radio.
Hi, I'm Tim Darter.
And I'm Steve Kramer.
Join us on Spirit Fire Radio. Discover how to add the mechanics of meditation to your day.
And watch yourself connect in a whole new way. Find the amazing moments in life's routines that often pass us by. Add to your awareness with Spirit Fire Radio.
Tune in each Wednesday at 9 a.m. for your weekly guide to practical mindfulness. And to learn more, visit www.spiritfireradio.com.
Radio. Find Your Shine with Kelly is the show that celebrates what makes you, you. Join co-hosts Kelly Wadler and Dr. Pat Basile as they break down how to brilliantly fuel and move your body and love what makes you shine. Kelly is a professional arts and wellness coach dedicated to helping brilliant women find their confidence, energy, self-love, and shine. Tune in to Shine On Radio with Kelly and find your shine on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
Tune in to Lucid Planet Radio with Dr. Kelly Neff. This hit show will illuminate your senses and empower you beyond your daily stressors and hardships. Renowned psychologist and author Dr. Kelly will captivate you with far-reaching topics and amazing guests as you wake to the greatest version of yourself. Learn to tap into your intuitions, think critically about our world, heal emotional and psychological wounds, and follow your passions to live your dreams. The Lucid Planet. Welcome home. Visit LucidPlanetRadio.com for more information.
What if your body and mind were the compasses to the secrets, mysteries, and magic of life?
Glenna Rice, co-host of The Questionable Parent, is inviting you to access all that is possible. Glenna is a 10-year certified veteran access consciousness facilitator who offers an amazing variety of life-changing classes and workshops. Work with Glenna from anywhere with teleclasses and workshops all over the globe. To learn more and see Glenna's current schedule of events, classes, and workshops, visit glennarice.com.
Almost everyone at some time in their lives ask themselves, what am I? Most of our questions are ego-generated and simply don't address the problem of our false self. It's time to relax your ego and embody your soul. Dr. Dan Cohen, neurologist, inventor, and author, has created tools to awaken, a new way to transform from who you thought you were into what you truly are. Visit toolstoawaken.com today.
Hey there, welcome back to Spirit Fire Radio, where we are talking about softening, opening, and releasing. Now, when I think of softening, opening, and releasing, I could give you a bazillion examples of that. One I really love that we use within Spirit Fire's meditation practices, we think of an ice cube and we think of water being totally solid. And when heat, when winter's starting to give way to spring and release the ice from its form, you can sense that these icicles sort of soften and that there's sort of an opening within the structure that allows this ice to form to water. There's peonies all over Spirit Fire Retreat Center and they have that beautiful green ball and it seems so tight and wound and it's so amazing to watch it slowly soften and open and release such beautiful, soft, fluffy peony petals and release the scent, the most beautiful perfume. So the other one I would think of is giving birth. My goodness, a body has to literally soften, open, and release a child. So we are here talking to Jackie Morton today, who is a birthing doula. And Jackie, just the physical body, can you just tell us softening, opening, and releasing? It doesn't get any more sort of real than within a woman's anatomy when she's giving birth.
Yeah, for sure. It starts right as soon as conception happens, right away when a pregnancy forms and the cervix is open and soft. And that's kind of what you come back to give birth. Your body brings that baby down and your cervix opens and you're 10 centimeters and you have to kind of release in a big way. Yeah.
And breathing, we're always talking about breathing during meditation, but my goodness, breathing during childbirth. There you go. During meditation and during childbirth, that's got to be the two, those are instances you better know breath, right?
Yeah. For sure.
Yeah. So, I also want to sort of, as you were talking about that, about just even the moment that there's conception, it's interesting that when people talk about being pregnant or after a child's born, it's amazing how we all soften and open when we're around children or the notion of childbirth. It's just so awe-inspiring and so magical that there's no way, you've got to be pretty closed up in order to not be touched by that sort of process. So before the break, we were talking about just literally the practicality of you mentioned a midwife and you were talking about doulas and OBs. I'm just curious, what does this look like? So say, say I have a partner that conceives and would we, how would we find out about doulas? Would it be the OB and when does a midwife come in? I just would love to hear some just very quick sort of like, these are their roles and here's where they crisscross and here's where we all meet up.
Okay. That looks different, I think, all the time.
That's good to hear. See, I don't know these things.
maybe sometimes. Let's see. So first, I think the biggest distinction, Steve, is that a doula and a midwife are very different. So I think sometimes people hear doula and they hear that I'm at a birth and they think that I am helping a baby, I'm catching a baby, and that's not true. So I am there as a support person, not a medical professional, right? So a midwife receives a ton of training and is a medical person. And so a pregnant person chooses to see either an obstetrician or a midwife during her pregnancy.
Wow. And so then, I appreciate that. It's new for me.
Yeah. So that's a choice that you make pretty early on, but you can change. I recall in my first pregnancy, I did change from an OB to a midwife. I think it was probably halfway along in my first pregnancy that I even started paying attention to what these different words were, like you're saying, and what was the vibe I had in after I changed to a midwife. It was a very different vibe, and I felt like it was a much more friendly experience. Wait, that said, I work with OBs as a doula, and OBs are wonderful people. And they also want you to have a wonderful birth. And an OB actually delivered my second son. So I think that in the end, we all will very much work together. It's in the training, though, is a big difference. An OB is trained a little bit more for the riskier kinds of delivery or the higher risk pregnancy. A midwife can also deal with a high-risk pregnancy, but a midwife doesn't perform a C-section, for example. So a midwife attends a natural birth, but if the situation requires more than a natural vaginal birth, a forceps or a vacuum, or in a final scenario, a C-section, then that's definitely performed by an OB. And at any of these, at any turn, you can have your doula with you. So just to bring it back to what is the doula is a support person. And if I'm your support person, I'm going to be with you through any changes, anything that happens. So if you're starting out in your labor and delivery with a midwife, but an OB is the person that's there in the end, your doula is still there by your side. Does that help?
That was amazing. You did that just like a pro. I mean, I get it now. I'm done. I don't have to ask that question ever again. That was great. You know what's interesting? We've had life coaches on. Oh, excuse me. I just had to clear my throat. We have had life coaches on the show, and we asked them the question, you know, what's the difference between a life coach and a psychiatrist? Or, you know, why would I go see a life coach? And it was interesting. Their answer is usually, you know, we just want you to have the optimum life experience. We're not trying to make you better. We really just want you to be the fullest version of you. And we're going to help support that in every way we can. And it sounds like you're sort of, in a sense, the life coach for birthing. And, you know, it takes great sensitivity and great versatility and really a wealth of knowledge. You know, you talk to life coaches and you think, my goodness, you've got every angle covered. And often, you know, there's yoga, there's meditation. They know so much about the spiritual side of life because really there's so many answers in that. And, you know, again, I know you practice meditation. I know you practice yoga, and it's very important in your life. And once again, you know, maybe we'll get to that later in the show, but just I'm astounded at what it must take to really be there in whatever's coming at you, you know, really, really wonderful. So I know I would love to hear a bit about, you know, your life and what brought you to being a doula and having this very special role.
Mm. I know. I kind of feel like I could use a life coach with that question.
I've know some really good ones, Jackie. I can send them your way.
Yeah. So I think that is part of it. It's actually part of my journey as a person, and therefore as a working person, and how I support my life and my family. And I came to being a doula after having my own two boys. So I now have an almost 7-year-old and an almost 4-year-old. And I started working as a doula, just like I said, within the past 2 years. And I'm a freelance writer, and I was thinking about ways to A, supplement my work as a freelance writer, and B, I wanted to work with women who wanted to tell their reproductive stories. So I was starting to think about this from a perspective of a writer, and I decided to attend doula training to kind of see what this terminology, learn more, and kind of immerse myself in the whole birthing process. And I was writing my own experiences, obviously. And during the doula training, it was very much right there in the middle of doula training that I decided I did want to work as a doula. And it took me then another year, 2 years really, to, get my kids to a point where I felt like I could even take on the work full time and not full time, part time, and hopefully someday do more work as a doula when I can feel like I can really be on call more and just be able to pay attention to all the pieces of my life.
So did you find when you were in this class that that almost everybody had experienced childbirth? I mean, is that something that doulas have in common, that they've lived through that experience, or not necessarily so?
A lot of doulas have, and a lot of doulas I've met have not. I think that a lot of us have, and for a lot of doulas, it's probably our own experiences, positive or negative, that bring us to working as a doula and wanting to work with others. I had two very different births and a pregnancy that ended sadly in the middle, and I felt like in the end, part of what brought me to be a doula as well was just that desire to be for someone else what wasn't really there for me, which was just a one person that kind of knew all my stories and could help me.
That's such an important part of your writing. And I really want listeners to know that there is a really wonderful, wonderful examples of Jackie's writing. It. Most of the writing I found was at JackieMorton.com, yeah?
Yeah, I think they're all there.
Yeah, really amazing writing, and realize that we all have a story and yours is very unique, and the writing process has really allowed you to understand so much about yourself, so much about really what it means to be human, what it means to really engage awareness, to move on from experiences that aren't so wonderful and really embrace and see how they make room for the experiences that are wonderful. And hopefully in the end, seeing all of it as wonderful and all of it as a learning experience within the practice of living awareness. I mean, that is really the essence of soften, open, and release, is just letting go so that we can make room for the new. So we're going to go to a break, and then we're going to talk a little bit more about Jackie's story and a little bit more about what's in the essence of her writing and what you'll find if you just go to read some of her just really remarkable little snapshots of her life story. We'll be right back.
There are so many resources out there for meditation, but did you know that Atana's Heart Earth Healing Meditation is available for you for free? Yes, that's right. You can receive this free healing meditation today from Atana Badili. All you need to do is visit his website, atanamethod.com. That's ATANAMethod.com, and sign up. You will receive your free meditation instantly. That's atanamethod.com.
Artie Hoffman is the hottest psychic with the warmest heart and the host of the hit show Angels and Answers. A renowned psychic, medium, spiritual life coach, and an entertaining motivational speaker, Artie has helped over 15,000 people with his amazing intuitive gifts, his passion, and his humor. Call 877-ANGEL-02 to schedule a personal reading or to have your own psychic Artie party. That's 877-ANGEL-02. And visit ArtieHoffman.com and Angels and Answers on Facebook.
Hi, I'm Tim Darter.
And I'm Steve Kramer.
Join us on Spirit Fire Radio. Discover how to add the mechanics of meditation to your day.
And watch yourself connect in a whole new way. Find the amazing moments in life's routines that often pass us by. Add to your awareness with Spirit Fire Radio.
Tune in each Wednesday at 9 a.m. for your weekly guide to practical mindfulness. And to learn more, visit www.spiritfireradio.com.
Get into it for 2016. Do you want more prosperity, clarity, energy, and balance in your life? Join Lynn Brown now for one of her amazing workshops, each focusing on a key part of living your best life. For more information and to register for one of these amazing workshops, visit LynnBrownEvent.com. That's LynnBrownEvent.com. And get into it this 2016 with Lynn Brown.
Are you ready for a game changer? Sarah Westall is bringing you Business Game Changers Radio. Sarah brings you leading experts, visionaries, and newsmakers who provide the best commentary on big issues and cutting-edge innovations. Sarah's 20 years as a business executive will help you think like an entrepreneur with expertise, energy, and attitude. Tune in to Business Game Changers Mondays at noon Pacific, 3 Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Hi, this is Leslie Fontaine, and my show is Sheer Alchemy on TransformationTalkRadio.com. When we're bogged down with our emotions, the hardships that plague us in our relationships, at work, our finances, we literally can't see the higher plane where we could be operating from. Tune in to Leslie Fontaine, Sheer Alchemy on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Hey, welcome back to Spirit Fire Radio. I'm Steve Kramer, and I am joined this week with Jackie Morton. And Jackie is a birthing doula. This week's show is called Soften, Open, and Release. That's the step of Spirit Fire's meditation practice we're on. And birthing doulas, really, softening, opening, receiving, you get it. But we're also talking about the creative process, which is really a part of steps 4 and 5 within the practice. So much about receiving and releasing and moving through life's experience. So Jackie, before the break, we were talking about your life experience and what led you to becoming a doula. And, you know, a lot of your writing focuses on reproductive stories. And I know yours is a unique one. So I'd love if we could share with the listeners, because, you know, a little bit of this story is what inspired you to come to Spirit Fire to do a retreat in the autumn. And so I'd love if we could share a little bit of that story, and then we'll get to talking about the retreat.
Sure. Okay. So my story, my first pregnancy took a long time to conceive, actually. So my story as a reproductive human started way back then. And I had my first son in 2009, and it had taken me quite a while to get pregnant with him. And then I got pregnant for the second time really quickly, which was a surprise. And I just had a feeling something was wrong with my baby. For a while, there wasn't anything wrong, or there wasn't anything visibly wrong. And so I really kind of tried to put my worries aside about the pregnancy. This was in summer of 2011, so just 5 years ago. But also 5 years ago, it feels like a long time now. And I did learn eventually, we had an ultrasound. We decided to pursue the early ultrasound, which is something we had not done in our first pregnancy. And that's an ultrasound that's looking at basically the back of the baby's neck, something called a nuchal fold, which is a spot of fluid that can be a marker for chromosomal abnormalities. When we had that ultrasound, our doctor did see several abnormalities in addition to the size of that spot of the neck. And so we pursued genetic testing, which is an invasive test, testing the fluid from around the baby. And we learned that our baby had something called trisomy 18, which is not always fatal, but didn't seem like our baby would have a chance at a normal, healthy life. And that would be if she were to have been born. So most of the time, pregnancies with that kind of abnormality will miscarry or result in a stillbirth. And being that we did have a then 2-year-old, my son Ben turned 2 in the process. So basically during the time that we were going through the testing and learning the information, my living son turned 2. And we didn't want to introduce him to a sister that might be dying. So we actually ended our pregnancy, and that was just a few days after my 35th birthday. So it was kind of traumatic. I didn't really feel held through that process. And I've kind of come back from that. I got pregnant again quickly. And looking back, maybe it was a little bit more quickly than ideal for healing and grieving, but I do have my rainbow baby, as they're called in the reproductive loss world, my son William, who will be 4 on July 28th. So my story then is really about coming back to meditation and the practice of being aware and conscious and in this moment to really be the best mom that I can be to these 2 amazing little gifts that I've been given.
Listen, that story is so beautifully expressed in a piece that Jackie wrote called What Grows from Grief. And you can find that under her writings. And it's just beautiful writing and beautiful telling of the story. You know, we often hear within meditation that people say they're trying to learn meditation. And Donna Mitchell Moniak, who's the founder of Spirit Fire, always tells certain people, you know, that are really passionate about meditation, I think you're relearning meditation. I think this is something, a gift that you've really always had, and it's a matter of you just opening to what's already there. And what strikes me about your story, Jackie, is, you know, that on some notion you had an idea, you know, had a sense, you had a feeling. There was an awareness within you that something might not be right, and I think we better take care of this. You know, that you didn't do this with your first birth, with your first son, and that you chose to do it in this time, in this pregnancy, and that you really took every step you could to get as much information as you could so that you then within your own life could make a responsible decision and a decision that would really suit your life. And as all experiences, you know, we grow from them, we learn from them. And I would think that essentially I hear within that story, you know, you saying that it wasn't the most pleasant experience and that you could have been supported in ways that would have made that a lot easier for you. And that then gave birth in a sense to your role of being a doula, and that experience then will, you know, help so many other women who might be facing challenging experiences or decisions or need somebody there, you know, just for comfort, for support. And so isn't it interesting in life how, you know, the littlest bit of awareness can then blossom into really beautiful, really wonderful awareness that just permeates our lives, which is what, you know, I see that you've taken that experience and just really gone with it and really you dived into it and you really have gotten to know that each person's story is unique and something wonderful, something beautiful, something magical can come out of everyone's story.
Right. Right. Yeah, I think all of our stories are so interconnected. I think that's the other thing, even though our experiences are different.
Yeah. And connected, you know, we certainly are. And I, you know, I'd love to just read a little piece from What Grows from Grief, if you don't mind that I do that on air.
That's okay.
Yeah. It's really wonderful. You know, listeners, really Jackie's is quite the sensitive writer and, really, beautiful story. Again, this is from What Grows from Grief. She says that second son is William, talking about, her pregnancy after the decision to terminate her second. The family I have now is part of the beauty that has grown from pain. I'm grateful for my sons. My husband and I have grown stronger together. But it took me a long time to come to a spot where anything about anything felt or looked beautiful. To get there, I had to relearn a seemingly simple word, loss, with my own definition. I had to allow myself to feel and process the cruel waves of sadness that comes with that. When I did, I learned that grief is what allows us to heal. It's what can let the sun come in. Beautifully written. And for any of us who have experienced loss or grief, which is most certainly a part of life, there are no two ways that it is a part of everyone's life. And to some degree, we all have to deal with that. And it is really by moving through that, getting to know a bit of our own experience, and we learn the stuff of who we are. Yeah.
Yeah.
And it led to some really creative work on your part, and part of that being another child, William. Yeah,
yeah. William is certainly a special little creature, and he reminds me every day that his presence here is very important, and I feel really grateful for that. And I also feel like, yeah, my pregnancy with William was difficult, and my birth, giving birth to William, was really difficult after my loss. And I think that was a big part of what factored into my wanting to become a doula, feeling like if there had been someone, you know, so it wasn't all on my husband to understand, because I think that he's done really an amazing job of supporting me and being an amazing dad. But there is something about having another woman that is very powerful, right?
Your husband just must be a great guy.
He is. You'd like him. You guys would get along.
Sense the reverence in your relationship when you, whenever you mention him or talk about him in your writing. Indeed. You know, to be able to share that experience with another woman and know that experience must have, you know, definitely had a profound effect on you. And to be able to hold that space for other women is just magic. I mean, that is the stuff that life is about, to see a need and to understand these really, really, really important decisions. I mean, Jackie, my goodness, the trust it must have taken, you know, that you so quickly got pregnant again. You know, you must think the universe is really trying to do something here. You know, it's like the signs are there, and to really trust life and say, wow, okay, this, you know, I've learned something amazing about myself. Life is going to offer me yet another experience. And you know, and as you say, a difficult process, but one that certainly turned out to be beautiful. And I know you are support women who have had similar experiences. You know, my goodness, you know, what that experience must have been for you. We can only imagine, those of us who haven't been through that. And that you can bring women together who have experienced loss in that very same way is really such a special service, as special of a service as being a doula. So we're going to go to a break. When we come back, I'd love to talk a little bit about that role for you of being a facilitator, and it's almost, you know, for bringing groups together and being able to share your own stories and support each other in that way too. We'll be right back.
On the cutting edge of the new mainstream, Christine Upchurch is passionate about bringing together science, psychology, and spirituality in a way that can be applied to our everyday lives for true transformation. The Christine Upchurch Show, stellar conversations to illuminate your journey, engages some of the most outstanding visionaries on the planet in lively dialogue to inspire you to become that bright light you're meant to be. Join Christine every Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW, AM 1150, and Transformation Talk Radio.
Holistic Medical Center is where you find it all. A healthy space with doctors who care, see, and listen to the whole you. Hi, this is Dr. Darvish. If you have not found an answer to your chronic symptoms, you will find answers here at Holistic Medical Center. Our doctors find the root cause of your symptoms and guide your body towards healing naturally. We transform lives from within. Visit drdarvish.com or call 425-451-0404.
Song of the Heart, Walking the Path of Light, from author and healer Francine Vale, is available now. Through Francine's life story, we learn how imperative it is to love one another. Once this simple truth is learned, peace on earth will prevail. Song of the Heart is a life lived and a story told for this purpose. To learn more about Francine and her amazing gifts, or to order your copy of the book today, visit angelsandlightbeings.com.
Hi, I'm Tim Darter.
And I'm Steve Kramer.
Join us on Spirit Fire Radio. Discover how to add the mechanics of meditation to your day.
And watch yourself connect in a whole new way. Find the amazing moments in life's routines that often pass us by. Add to your awareness with Spirit Fire Radio.
Tune in each Wednesday at 9 a.m. for your weekly guide to practical mindfulness. And to learn more, visit www.spiritfireradio.com.
Are you and your family looking for one manageable lifestyle change that will positively impact your health? Look no further. That change begins inside your drinking glass. Learn how to put a lid on junk drinking by sipping from a recipe collection of colorful, fresh, tasty, wholesome fruit and vegetable blends. Get your copy now of Sip the Garden. Fun, easy drinks for a healthier family by T. Carrie Mitchell. Visit lifestyle120.com for information on how to order.
Hi everyone, this is Dr. Pat. The ancient Inca root vegetable maca is world-renowned for its wide array of health benefits. As a family-run company of true maca specialists, the maca team's mission is to provide you with fresh, organic, premium-quality maca powders at a fair price. Amazing. All of the products are always organically grown, fair-traded, GMO-free, fresh, and potent. So don't take my word for it. Experience the life-changing benefits of maca today. Visit themacateam.com.
Welcome back to Spirit Fire Radio. We've been talking with Jackie Morton, who's a writer and a birthing doula, and we've been talking a bit about her writing. And, you know, for those of us who are really working on our awareness, life sometimes just offers you experiences that we would say are really difficult, difficult choices. Those of us who've moved through dark times know we've come out of it. For those of us that really, live to tell and want to talk about it and want to share and essentially become supporters of others and teachers of others, really we can learn so much from those dark times. And Jackie had to make a difficult decision during one of her pregnancies, and that experience led her to creating a lot of groups that help women who have had similar experiences and also has had amazingly wonderful, joyful experiences of childbirth, and has led her to becoming a doula to support women who are going through that process to make it as magical as possible and something as memorable of an experience as they could possibly have. So, Jackie, you're going to have a retreat at Spirit Fire. It's coming up in the fall, and I'd love it if we could just put it out there for those who are listening. What's your intention for this retreat?
Well, so I've been really fortunate, Steve. I should say that I've been part of groups, trying to create some, but also just really grateful to have fallen in and become part of others. So one of them is called Ending a Wanted Pregnancy, and it's a pretty active like website and Facebook group, and that was created by a woman a while ago, and so that was just a great source of healing for me. And it is my friend Kate Carson, who is one of the moderators of that group now, and myself are going to facilitate a retreat at Spirit Fire in October, and I'm really excited about just bringing people together who have also had to end a wanted pregnancy and create a safe space where we're able to honor our experiences and talk about them and meditate together and practice yoga together and kind of just be together with those experiences. And I had the opportunity to do that in a different kind of healing retreat, and it was very powerful for me. So that's what I'm hoping to do there in October.
Oh, wonderful. I know when I met you not long ago, you mentioned that retreat and how really special that was, and what it was, a sort of a game changer for you. So I love that you're bringing that into your own world and to be able to share that experience. And I know you really took your time in choosing Spirit Fire Retreat Center. And we couldn't be more thrilled to have you there. You know, it's a meditative retreat center, and I know meditation is really important to you. It's played a role in your life. Listen, when you say, I listen to my body, you know, during that pregnancy, you said, you know, we really need to explore this. You know, that is the sixth sense, and meditation is really about getting to know the relationships between our mind, our emotions, and our body. And so the fact that you've been meditating for a while, you know, it's no surprise. So tell us about meditation. Tell us how it's affected your life.
Yeah, so I've meditated kind of off and on, although this time that I'm almost 40, I feel like I won't leave the practice again. But I started as a young person. I started having migraines when I was 12 years old. And my mother introduced me to meditation through guided relaxations. And I would listen to them when I had migraines. And most of the time, it was really helpful. I kind of fell out of meditation. And then during my late 20s, when I was actually thinking I wanted to become a mom and had some real mental health and, again, chronic pain challenges, I returned to meditation then. And then again, you know, just within the past few years, and I feel like it's just such an amazing tool to remain calm as a mother and present with my kids. And it helps me get through. I still have migraines. I still have issues with mental health challenges and anything else like everybody does.
I was going to say, don't we all, you know, we said earlier, I could use a life coach. I was actually thinking, yeah, me too.
We're on a radio show on Wednesday afternoon. I mean, at the same time, I feel amazingly blessed. I get to meet people like you, and I don't know exactly where it's all headed for me. Some more writing, I hope, and being with awesome people.
I sure hope some more writing too. I love your writing. I've had so much fun just really diving into all that you have to offer. But empathy, you know, empathy is what comes up. That word is really the word that kept coming to mind as I'm hearing your story, as I'm even understanding the role of a doula. And, you know, empathy is literally is being present with another person's presence. Mm-hmm. And unless we can create that space, and unless we can allow that person to be present no matter what they're expressing, no matter who they are, no matter what their story is, no matter what they're going through, we've got to be able to hold the space for their presence. And I feel that is really seems to be, you know, almost your calling. It seems to be your gift. Let's call it your gift. So just beautiful work. And I am so happy that there are people like you out there that are willing to tell their story. It takes great courage and it takes great empathy. And those two together are really a winning team. You know, that there are so many women that would have an experience of, you know, a birth that well, maybe it could have been a little bit better, or making difficult decisions within a birth and having within a pregnancy and having somebody there to lean on, an ear, and even the wisdom of somebody who's been through so many different experiences and shared that with other women. So, Jackie, you know, thanks for all you do.
Thank you, Steve. And I love Spirit Fire, so I'd just give a plug to anybody needing a nice place to visit in Western Mass, which is where I went to school. So it's a special place for me in general. And I think you guys are just doing an amazing thing there.
Oh, thanks. We have so many incredible people that come through Spirit Fire, and it really was the reason for Spirit Fire Radio. We meet so many beautiful, amazing people who, in the end, I always say they're teachers. They always are like, I'm not a teacher. In the end, they are all teachers. I have learned so much just from this one-hour radio show, small things and big things. So, you know, wonderful teachers come through our space, and it's such a blessing to be there. So to our listeners, you know, go to JackieMorton.com. I'm going to spell her name. You can really go to SpiritFireRadio.com, but JackieMorton.com. It is JackieMorton. Jackie Morton. I love the letter Q, by the way. And your name. It's been my favorite letter since I was a kid. I named all my pets with Qs. I had Quincy. I had Quinn. So whenever I get to see a Q or write a Q, I know I'm with a special person. Yeah. So, Jackie, we look so forward to being with you in October, and there's lots of information on that retreat on Jackie's website. And to the listeners, you know, the practice of living awareness, it's free, it's online. Tap into it. We're on step number 5, soften, open, and release. We could all use a little letting go. Learn to just let go of the breath and let go of those emotions and let go of those crazy thoughts that make us all nutso. Meditation, it's a wonderful thing, and we're offering it all the time online. Spiritfire Radio, you can connect to the meditation pages through that. So, Jackie, it's been great fun. I hope you had fun.
I did. Thank you, Steve.
Wonderful. Thank you so much for sharing your story. Really beautiful, and gives us all faith, you know, that magic happens everywhere all the time. So we'll be back next week with Spirit Fire Radio.
Thank you for listening to Spirit Fire Radio. Tune in each Wednesday at 9 a.m. Pacific Time, 12 noon Eastern, for your weekly guide to meditation and living with awareness. Join hosts Tim Darter and Steve Kramer and discover the ways that consciousness is being cultivated in everyday life. Connect to your day in a whole new way and find the amazing moments in life's routines that often pass us by. Add to your awareness with Spirit Fire Radio. To learn more about Spirit Fire, visit spiritfireradio.com.